say. I'm doing it.
Tomorrow's last day that you'll be seeing.
Because of all types of other commitments. And also the yeshiva.
We don't say it's the last day, we're just saying that you're going to take a break.
I'm taking a break.
Okay.
We're going to be others here to listen to them.
What?
We're
going to
be others here
to
listen to them.
Each other ones.
No, that...
Okay. We're in Siman Daled. We read the last several days Yud Zayin, or Yud Ches rather. Yud Ches refers to the items that a person has to wash his hands. And there's a whole series of items, and the one we were talking about is Hanotel Tziporno. A person who's clipping his nails is obligated to go ahead and wash his hands. There's a long list. Hakomi Amita that we've been discussing for the last few weeks. Ayotze Besakise, Besamerchatz, Achodes Minolo. So we mentioned that regarding this issue, the Tilasi Pranayim, the Gemara has in Mohikotin, and Daf Yuchesim and Aleph. There's a very significant Gemara. The Gemara there talks about Rabbi Yochanan, and he was dozed Tzikarnov, and he did so actually not with a clipper, but rather Mishino. And it happens to be on Cholomoy. This was all done on Cholomoy, that he was dozed Tzikarnov, Mishino, and then it was thrown into the Beis Medrash, on the floor of the Beis Medrash. The Gemara then asked the following Kasha, how could he do so? The Gemara indicates different types of people who deal with Tzipranayim. The Gemara says Zorgon, Rosho, Sorfon, Chosid. In general, people are very, very redactic and very makbid regarding the Tilas Tzipranayim. But you see from this Gemara a number of things. Number one, you can cut your nails in Chol HaMoed, which happens to be a big machlokes of Rishonim, whether one is allowed to do so or not. But the Gemara mefureshet that he cut his nails, albeit not with a clipper, but with his shinayim. Secondly, you see, you can bite your nails and throw it away. Ah, the Gemara says Zorka and Rasha. So the Gemara says the only reason why Zorka and Rasha, because maybe a woman is in the Beis Medrash and she might miscarry. And the Gemara says Isha ben Rasha lo shricha. Women are not found in Beis Medrash, and therefore we're not concerned about that problem. So I'm going to Dr. Kamenetsky Zatzal, brought a right from that Gemara by Yikon Dapriches, that you don't have to go ahead and wash your hands when you cut your nails, bishinecha, if you use your teeth in order to bite your nails off, not with you to wash your hands. Here, the Chabad Paskin's halacha that the Tzilas Tzipranayim requires the Tzilas Yadayim. You have to go ahead and wash your hands. You see from that Gemara, lich ora, that he did not wash his hands, Rabbi Yochanan. So the Chabad seems to be a raya that the only time you're required to wash your hands is if you pare your nails with a clipper. With the kliyam yuchad kach, with the kliyam yuchad, like zizas tipanayim. But if you don't use the kliyam yuchad kach, you're not obligated to wash your hands. I remember, I asked Agoyin Rav Nevesol Shlita. I told him this raya that I heard from Agoyin Rav Kamenetsky Zatzal. He told me he thinks the raya is not a raya mukrachat because he contended that it could very well be that maybe he washed his hands with talk by Saredish. How do you know there was not a kiyor, that there was not some sort of a faucet, sink, maybe on the side of the Beis Medrash, or near the Beis Medrash, or perhaps in the Beis Medrash. So that's what he told me, that the Chora is no raya from there. But I thought it was a very fascinating raya that Hadron Yad Kamenetsky quoted. But as I said, that this is a big machlokes of Rishonim regarding this matter. As a matter of fact, that the Rosh and other Rishonim who claim that there's an Isur on Chol HaMoed, also lachtoch or lichzos tzipon of besakim. So the bring a raya actually from that Gemara in Mohikotin, because he wasn't using besakim. He used that kashina, shina. He used his teeth. So they want to bring a raya from that Gemara. Why did he use his teeth? Why did he do it in such a roundabout kind of fashion? The answer is because it's also Chol HaMoed lichzos tzipon of besakim. That's the Isur. And if you do it with tzipanayim, then it's mutter on Chol HaMoed. The Rosh actually brings from other Rishonim who say no. If you're allowed on Chol HaMoed, you can be gozer tzipranecha, you're allowed to do so, besakim. Why didn't he do it? Because they weren't sakinim in the Beis HaMedrash. As we mentioned, that's another halacha that's probably in Shulchan Aruch, also a very fascinating thing. In Siman Kuf Nun Aleph. In Siman Kuf Nun Aleph, Sid Vav, Mechaber says, Mutar Likanes Beis HaKnesset V'Maklo V'Tamimo V'Apundasa. You're allowed to walk into a shul with these items, with your staff, with your knapsack, bafundoso, different types of wallets or whatever they had. So he mentions also going into a shul with a long knife of Rosh Megulah. The reason is, as the Mishabur explained, because the Beis Knesset is miyuchad the tefila, and it's marit yom shel adam. It actually gives a person arichas yomim. Vasakin mekatzin mei adam. The second short is the life of a person. And this Rashi quotes in Chumash, actually. When the Torah speaks about using a metallic implement, the government is Beach. So, Yimizbach Avonim Tassali, Lotivne Ezen Gozis, Ki Charbacha Inafto Alea Batachalalea. So Rashi there quotes the Chazal that a person should not utilize a metallic implement in the context of Mizbeach. Mizbeach, its function is Lahavi Shalom Ba'ilam, and here a Sakin comes, Achron Litzlan, to, God forbid, create the situation where there will be bloodshed, and therefore there will be no Sakin of Mizbeach. So that's why, because the Sakin is Mekatzer, Mizbeach is Marek, so you don't bring a Sakin to talk Mizbeach, and that's the reason why Rabbi Yochanan was in the Mizbeach. That's the Gemara Ma'ikon, Dafir Ches, that's why he did not use a Sakin, but rather use Shina. But this is a Machlokes of Rishonim, whether one can go ahead and Yezeis Siparnov on Chol HaMoed or not. And again, one can actually ask on that Gemara the following question. Now this is no gear again to the issue of what the Mechaber says here in Siman Dali. Mechaber says that one of the things that you have to wash your hands for is the Tila Siparnayim. So in that Gemara, one can ask that if the halacha is that on any part of the nail that one cuts, you're obligated to wash your hands, so how can you continue learning the Beis Medrash? What about Ruach Ruach from cutting one's nails? So the Maskana is either, as I said, that if you do it b'shinecha, then there's no obligation to wash your hands. The only issue is if you do it b'sakin. That's one possibility. But it could also very well be that that in terms of this issue, there could be a machlokes, and we referred to it a few days ago. Machlokes the al pinigla ve al pinista. Machlokes the mekubalim and the chachmi anigla with reference to this mashle. When you look, for example, in the end of Siman Dalid, and the Mechaber quotes all these halachas, so he also mentions in Chav Beis the following. In main mind, if a person doesn't have water to take care of the Ruach Ra, you can ech yodah b'tzorah b'ofer b'chavit d'manki. You can be meshafshet. You can go ahead and rub your hands on a shtender, or rub your hands on a table. Yivarech al mitiyas yadayim. Of course, the Ruach is not going to be al mitiyas yadayim, even though it's a machlokes, some say yes. The Rav Achronim assume that the Ruach will be al mitiyas yadayim, because you're not actually being no-till yodah, you're being meshafshet, the meaning of the monkey. The yoga of the tefillah. Abalo lahavi ruach ra shaleh. In order to get rid of ruach ra can only get rid of if a person uses mayim. Furthermore, the Mechaber that says in Chav Gimel, the last halacha, lo tikna l'tzilas yadayim el l'pri ashra u tefillah. Abba brachas l'shachas yochel l'barach kodim l'tzilah. When it comes to brachas, that you can make actually even without l'tzilas yadayim. It's the issue why a person has to wash in the morning, we said, because of ruach ra. But in order for a person to learn Torah, or to say brachos, so the Mechaber paskins, that what can you do? You can be meshashev yodah, but that's sufficient. You rub your hands. According to the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara, with ruach ra, you can't touch your eyes, you can't touch food. We saw the Gemara in Shabbos and Kuchetz Kutes, you have the peti katzeitz, and the like. So the Gemara says you would not be able to do so. And alfi, that there's nothing wrong with davening, you're saying brachos with ruach ra. So that would be the basis for that position. And again, al pi hazoya that the Mishnah Berurah quotes over here, we mentioned already the Shari Tshuva, we mentioned the Zoya, we mentioned al pi nisra, then there is a problem. There's a problem with saying brachos, so liman ha-Torah, the Zruach Ro, the Shorah, lecha, but it's only al pi ha-Kabbalah. And as I said, that the Mishnah Berurah quotes a number of times in his parish on the Shulchan Aruch, he constantly refers to this issue, namely, this machlokes is the Chachmei Anigla, the Chachmei Anistar. So then, the question is, what does one do? So the Pashat Shari is that, when there's a machlokes, so we pass more like the nigla. Always like the nigla. Unless the nigla has nothing to say about it. Then you can pass like the nistar, al pi ha-kabbalah. That's the general rule of thumb. Take a look, for example, in the end of Simon Aleph, Mishnah Berurah, he also mentions, if I have no water for Negovasa, so I shouldn't be Mevatel Limud HaTorah, because I don't have water for Negovasa. What should I do? Mishnah Berurah says, I should be Meshafshev. I should rub my hands, and then I say Yechas HaTorah, and I learn. I, according to the Zohar, you cannot go ahead and learn Torah unless you wash your hands with Negovasa, unless you have Netias Yadayim. So apparently, as I said, this is Rak Alpi Nistar. But Alpi Nigla, you're allowed to go ahead and do so. That's the Mechabi here at the end of Siman Dalet. And I'll just mention another halacha that we referred to once before. Namely, if thunder wakes me up in the middle of the night, a person hears thunder or lightning, so the halacha is you have to make a bracha, but a bracha always has to be made Tochi Nedibur. Let me make a bracha, it has to be Tochi Nedibur, and otherwise of that event, let's say that phenomenon that you witnessed, that you saw, that you observed, so then you can make a bracha, but only Tochi Nedibur. If you start to get up and wash Negovasa, so then you're going to lose Tochi Nedibur, you lose the bracha. So what's the correct thing to do? Again, you go ahead and be Meshashev. You go ahead and rub your hands the way the Chavi suggests over here, and make the bracha on the lightning and the thunder. The problem is, how do you do so? According to the Zoya, it's a bracha with Ruach Ra. Because you have Ruach Ra in your hands. That's only Alpi HaKabbalah. That's only Alpi Nisla. Alpi Nisla, you can go ahead and make a bracha. So there's a din that we actually refer to in Sifrei Shav Zayin. Remember, we actually discussed this halacha, maybe I'll mention it again. So in Sifrei Shav Zayin, under the heading of Birchas Hazikin, Siv Gimel, the Chavis says, Hoda Yoshid Vesakisa, a person is in a privy, a person is in a washroom setting, in the bathroom. The Shama Kol Ram, or Ra Barak, a person sees actually lightning, or he hears thunder. In Yochel Otsis, the Levar of Tochi De Dibur, Yetzin, so if you run out of the washroom, and Tochi De Dibur, of the lightning and the thunder, make the bracha, you should do so. Yivla Lo Yetzin. This is a very fascinating halacha. And Mishnah Berurah points out right away that the problem is that when a person leaves the shirutim, you have to wash your hands. So how in heaven's name could this fellow somehow jump out of the shirutim without washing his hands because of Ruach Ra? And it is, even if he's not nogea, but comes to the nofim, the halacha is just being in the Besan Kisei, is mechai b'mat in the Tzias Yadai. So how could this person go ahead and read the Besan Kisei and suddenly jump out and talk to the deeper, make the bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah actually, he says that the Chatzila, of course, you have to wash your hands. But let's say you lose the bracha if I go to wash my hands and Tochi Dei, I won't be able to come and Tochi Dei Dibur will be able to have the bracha on thunder and lightning. So then the halacha is that even though you have Ruach Ra, you can make the bracha. Mishnah Berurah discusses what exactly is the situation. It could very well be that he has not yet used the privy. He's just attempting to do so, but he hasn't yet come to that point where he's going to actually relieve himself. But the fact is that the Ikra Adin, the Chatchila, you should wash your hands. But you see from the Gemara that, and from the Alpi Nigla, that the Pasuk say that even if you don't wash your hands, and there's Ruach Ra, unless, of course, if you touch Mekom HaSam HaChusit, then of course you have to go ahead and minimally be Meshashev Yoga, as I mentioned a moment ago. But here, the halacha is that you can't actually jump out. So you see the Alpi Nigla, Mutar Lumo Ilvarim. This, it's only the issue is only Alpi Nisra, Alpi HaKabbalah, but it's not an issue of Alpi Nigla regarding this thing. So the question is, can I talk and learning even Alpi HaKabbalah while I'm cutting my nails? Someone asked me that question. Someone goes to have a person who, what do they call them, the people who cut nails?
Manicures.
Manicure. Someone goes to a manicure, the people I know who are into that. It's not my cup of tea. So now the question is, can they go ahead and talk and learning while they're being manicured, while their nails are being cut?
Or a haircut.
I'll get to that in a second.
That's so the
even because even the real Ruach Ra, which requires three times of washing, I'm talking about in the morning, and the Zohar that understands that obviously you still have to wash your hands, but undoubtedly you're allowed to learn Torah. I mean, it could be that maybe the Ruach Ra of Shachris, perhaps that there will be a stira to leave in our Torah, but the Ruach Ra of Zimah Tipanayim, that's different. So it could very well be that even Alpi HaKabbalah, you'd be allowed to go ahead and do so. Actually, I went and was lying into that shayla. I saw the Marsham, one of his tshuvas, has actually a tshuva about this topic, but it's relevant to what Rafael actually just asked regarding the question of learning while taking a haircut. I know You know, they say the Rabbi Shalom, the time the Zohar, the reason why he didn't take a haircut is because he was Chayshish of Bittul Torah. He had to be at a very, very lofty, high Madrega to be concerned about that. He's wild, he's taking a haircut, so now his kippah is exposed, and he can't learn Torah. So the question is, can a person actually be taking a haircut and your head is uncovered?
What if the one giving the haircut teaches the Torah?
No, no. So the Mishnah Berurah, take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, actually, at the end of 7 days, Mishnah Berurah actually has a comment on this. Here it is. It's in cotton good base. It's in the base, it's in the base. I call it comment, I call it the zone. I mean, go there. And go there. Problematic. So now the question is, as I said, when one is taking a haircut, so of course you can't learn, you can't say the Shem Hashem, but if you take a break in the haircut, and then you put on the yarmulke, so then you'll be able to learn. So I want to read the Marsham in that tshuva. He writes, the Emzah Metila Sikarna, Mutzimus Amen. And he quotes from one of the Dolei Ador, the previous generation, that he writes, Nelsim, the Dibbet Torah, Ve'en Shaya, Notel Sikarna. At the time that he was involved in the Dibbet Torah, he went, So he was involved in Divrei Torah even when he was not a Tzipora. And he says over here, "V'afshoya rak shomea shetziva l'mishu acher lomar es hashita l'fana v'arei shomea k'ina." Exactly what you suggested. He told someone else to go ahead and do the teaching, and he'll be in the gather of shomea k'ina. So that's generally the halacha that we assume regarding this particular matter. And I'll just be messiah that Yaakonin actually explained why you're allowed to answer Amin over there, because Amin has a name of hero. And Akoponim, that we see that Amin has a name of hero, and Amin is possible to answer. And again, to talk and learning, as I said, he wanted to hear the learning, so someone else actually provided him with that opportunity to go ahead and and talk and learning. Okay, I shall perhaps one more day, maybe I'll discuss tomorrow, if possible, one other set of halachas that's going.
What happens after tomorrow, the
Rav? Okay,
the Rav start.
So, if a person is in a position where he can't make a bracha, he can say amen.